I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports, recapping over the weekend activities, including the wrestling tournaments. The girls' wrestling conference meet was held at Richland Center High School on Friday night. Kickable Lafarge prevailed in the girls' event on the strength of numbers. They had filled 11 weight classes and totaled 94.5 points to runner-up Lancaster's 90. As far as Richland Center was concerned, they paced the runner-up efforts from juniors Kaylee Spildy and Madeline Muller, who were both runners-up. Mariah Obde with a fourth-place finish, and Valerie Fauver was sixth. River Valley was led by third-place finishes from freshman Mackenzie Schulte and sophomore Montana Joles, and teammate Aubrey Conway was fourth at 114. Ithaca Weston was without bi-state place winner Kaylee Manning, but saw its lone wrestler Jewel Groskopf place fifth at 114. Elsewhere, in efforts on Saturday to get the events in, the winter weather held off for the boys' events to be held, and it was a good day for Mineral Point as they scored a total of 208 points. The Fenimore boys second with 190.5. Iowa Grand Highland was third with 168.5. Prairie du Chien with 151.5, and Belmont Platteville 123.5 among the 13 teams that were registered. Locally, Richland Center was led by Ethan Hades, runner-up showing at 120. Senior Mason Jelenic and junior Ethan Bindle won their fifth-place matches, while freshman Caden Stibbe was sixth at 113. The Hornets were missing three from the lineup, including senior Braden Kleppe. Riverdale had just six wrestlers on Saturday, but all placed. Champions Grant Matthews and Lakota Brewer paced the Chieftains, and Brody Meese also reached the finals. Their three teammates, all freshmen, all won their fifth-place matches. Wyatt Schramm, James Schramm, and Hunter Wilkinson. Riverdale hopes to have its missing three, Taylan Childs, Chase McGuire, and Wyatt McGuire, back for regionals this weekend. River Valley was also shorthanded with seven wrestlers. Two reached the finals and finished second. Senior Wyatt Knockreiner and junior Blake Brickle. Junior Mason Schulte won a fifth-place match, and sophomores Ty Larson and Hunter Alt each finished sixth. The Blackhawks were without senior Noah Radke at the conference meet on Saturday. The Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament began in the early 1990s, and for the first time during that stretch, the DeSoto Pirates are the champions. They won a Scenic Central title in 1979 and a Ridge and Valley Tournament title in 1985. Saturday's meeting between the Ridge and Valley, Scenic Bluffs, and Six Rivers teams was held at Royal High School, and the Pirates won that event, which has been going on since 1991, by 193 points, followed by Royal Oneewoke Center with 189, and Ithaca Weston was third at 132, with three champions on the day, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. Kickable Lafarge sported one champion, Bennett Coder, at heavyweight, and North Crawford Seneca's Jaron Grimslid and Thomas Sprosty were titleless as well at the event held at Royal High School. WIAA Regional Wrestling begins on Saturday, and we'll have coverage from three separate events, the Richland Center Division II, and also the Mineral Point Division III, and Dodgeville will also sport a tournament, Division II tournament, on Saturday as well. As for the first time in many years, Richland Center and River Valley go their separate ways at the regional level. Over the weekend, boys basketball saw Sparta defeat Richland Center 78-47 on Saturday afternoon. On the schedule for tonight, girls basketball, Viroqua at Brookwood, Boscobel at Wazika Steuben, Oneewoke Center at Seneca, Royal at Lafarge Youth Initiative, Cashton at DeSoto, River Valley at Iowa Grant, Belmont at Mineral Point, Lancaster at Fenimore. Boys basketball, Belmont at Cassville, River Ridge at Schulzburg, Highland at Benton, Viroqua at Toma, Sauk Prairie visits River Valley, and Fenimore is at Riverdale. It's a rematch of a game just last week in which Fenimore won. This is the rescheduled event that was canceled earlier in the season. It's coming up tonight. We'll have the pregame time around 7:15, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, and then it's live boys basketball from Riverdale Schools tonight. In youth bowling from over the weekend, the girls' high series, Jocelyn Adams, 555, Abby Weigel, a 281. Also for the high game honors, Jocelyn Adams with a 200, Abby Weigel, a 101. For the boys' high series, Caden Keller, 595, Trayton Shep, 592, Kyle Schettinger with a 562. High game honors, Kyle Schettinger with a 245, Trayton Shep, 237, Brady Blado, a 221 in youth bowling from over the weekend at the Phoenix Center. Damian Lillard took over with Giannis Antetokounmpo's sideline, scoring 43 points Sunday afternoon in a 135-127 win over Philadelphia. The score was tied more than 20 times, but the Bucks pulled away in the second half. At one point, they led by 25. Gary Trent Jr. added a season-high 23. Milwaukee put up season highs in points scored, three-pointers, and field goal attempts. The Bucks play a back-to-back series with a game tonight. The Golden State Warriors visit Fiserv Forum. Here is Dame Lillard.
And I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. But even then, I didn't feel like, oh, I got it going. You know, I just think the rhythm of the game, we played with good pace. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game. So I felt good because of the flow of the game. But, you know, I wouldn't say it was a game that I just felt like, oh, I'm rolling. I didn't feel that way.
Over the weekend, big games by team leaders Cam Jones and David Joplin weren't enough to keep Marquette from dropping a third straight Big East Conference game, 77-67. And the Badgers closed Saturday's game at Iowa on a 16-4 run to claim victory for the third straight game. John Tanjay scored 11 of those 16 points and led Wisconsin with 22. The 74-63 decision keeps the Badgers in fourth place in the Big Ten. UW defenders held the Hawkeyes to just one field goal over the final 7.5 minutes of the game. Iowa has dropped 5 of its last 6. Wisconsin returns to action at Purdue on Saturday. The Badger women's team lost to Illinois yesterday, 74-51. Former Badger Zach Bond helped lead the way on defense for the Eagles. He talked about getting a pick in last night's Super Bowl.
It's special. It's special. And something that I've been working on for years, my coverage skills, and to have it pay off in this big of a moment, it's crazy. I'm proud of myself.
The Eagles routed the Chiefs 40-22 to secure the franchise's second Super Bowl championship. Jalen Hurts threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for a score as well. Coach Nick Sirianni says that Jalen Hurts keeps getting better.
He just keeps getting better. He knows how to win. He does a great job of being able to block out all the outside noise. I think it's, you know, I find it funny when it's like, you know, well, Jalen is good because he's got a good team around him. Like, that's football. Like, again, you cannot be great without the greatness of others.
The defense was great yesterday for the Eagles, led by Coach Vic Fangio, and the Eagles didn't need much of a day from Saquon Barkley as their defense led the way in the victory against the Chiefs, 40-22, the final game of the season for the NFL. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.